Madam Chair of the Gallery, His Excellency Ambassador Aspiland, Vice President of the Human Rights Council, Ms. Gagnon from OHCHR, Excellencies, colleagues, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of the Administrator of the UNDP, Mr. Achim Steiner, it is my honor to address this opening session of the Gallery Annual Conference. With over 258 million migrants internationally, the world is on the move. Migration is a manifestation of globalization as well as human impulse. In some countries, migration is unfortunately the result of poverty, inequality, climate change, or conflict. However, in many countries, migrants are a source of prosperity, innovation, and sustainable development. UNDP has long been engaged in addressing the root causes of migration in countries of origin, transit, and destination. We work on governance, poverty, climate change, and conflict prevention to contribute to addressing forced displacement, and these efforts have always been at the heart of UNDP's mission. Under the overall framework of the 2030 Agenda and the Sustainable Development Goals. Last year in December, the Global Compact of Migration has brought international efforts into focus and has also highlighted clearly the centrality of human rights to these efforts. We must applaud member states for the adoption of the Global Compact for Safe, Orderly, and Regular Migration and work together to support the implementation. The Global Compact is a milestone that has established a practical framework for cooperation. Like the SDGs, the Compact is grounded in human rights and emphasizes the migrant should be entitled to the same universal human rights and fundamental freedom as general population, which must be respected, protected, and fulfilled at all times. The Global Compact also emphasizes the essential role that national human rights institutions can play in making this a reality, in early warning efforts, service provision, to combat intolerance and discrimination, and in supporting rights-based migration procedures. Therefore, the theme of your discussion at this conference is very timely. Ladies and gentlemen, migration and displacement will continue to be a major international phenomenon in 2019. Many issues which prompt and relate to migration do not respect the geographic borders. They cannot be tackled effectively by one nation or one action. NHRIs in countries and the regional and global network of NHRIs are well placed to advance efforts of national implementation of the Global Compact, and also to advance the vital regional and cross-regional aspect of cooperation that will be required to support implementation. We must not tolerate abuse and prejudice that can make life unbearable for a minority of migrants. We must work together to create conditions for migrants to fully contribute to sustainable development in all countries in a way that ensures their rights are respected, protected, and fulfilled. Moving ahead partnerships, UNDP is privileged to enjoy a tripartite partnership to support national human rights institutions jointly with UNHR, UN Human Rights Office, and Gandhi. This partnership forms a cornerstone of UNDP's support to strengthen national human rights system, and it has gone from strength to strength in recent years at the global level and now regionally and in countries. We are also conscious of the fact that NHRIs are part of targets to achieve SDG Goal 16, which will be reviewed at a high-level political forum this year in July, and we hope to step up our support. On one example in Central Asia, in particular relevance to this conference. In 2019, we are planning to work with OHCHR and the Asia Pacific Network to increase technical cooperation between NHRIs in the sub-region, specifically on how to protect and promote the rights of migrants in countries of origin and destination, and whilst in transit. We look forward to working with you and benefiting from the discussion at this conference to jointly plan how we can be of service to the implementation of the Global Compact. Ladies and gentlemen, lastly, today, I would like to take a moment to pay tribute to and recognize the excellent achievement of the outgoing chairwoman of Global Alliance, Professor Dr. Beate Rudolph. Dr. Rudolph started her tenure as a chair with a clear vision to advance the contribution of the role of Gandhi, representing NHRIs from around the world, who in turn represented the voiceless in our societies. Throughout your tenure, you had steadfastly led the international community in working together toward these goals. It has been a pleasure for UNDP to work with you through our tripartite partnership, and we extend a sincere gratitude to you. We also take this opportunity to congratulate the incoming chair, Mr. Carlos Negrete Mosquera, who will no doubt continue this excellent work and further our cooperation. Thank you very much.
Merci, Madame la Secrétaire.